This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Thursday, June 29th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. More than 2.5 million garment workers in Bangladesh will be covered by a new fire and safety accord negotiated by global unions. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
More than 1,000 factories in Bangladesh will be covered by a new fire and safety accord signed by leading fashion brands and global unions. The new accord is aimed at improving and extending the existing accord, which is due to expire in 2018. The labor organizations, which have led the initiative from the start, are UNI, the Global Union for Skills and Services, and Industrial, which has a number of garment union affiliates in Bangladesh. The global unions worked in cooperation with NGOs such as the Clean Clothes Campaign and the Worker Rights Consortium. The first fire and safety accord was negotiated after the Rana Plaza disaster in 2013, where more than 1,200, mostly young women garment workers, were killed. Some 2,500 more were injured. The disaster was caused by the illegal installation of huge machines in the multi-floor structure. After the accident, UNI and Industrial shamed major brands into signing a legally binding agreement, which promised to improve conditions in the factories. Under the 2013 accord, more than 1,800 factories were inspected and some 100,000 hazards were fixed. The new three-year accord will cover more than 2.5 million workers. It is being signed by major brands such as H&M, Kmart Australia, Primark, and Esprit. Walmart has refused to join the accord and has created its own substandard version. Walter Sanchez, the General Secretary of Industrial, said, "The accord is the only credible option for health and safety in Bangladesh garment factories. It shows that industrial relations can be used to save lives and improve conditions in global supply chains." Christy Hoffman, Deputy Secretary General of UNI, said, "Our aim is to create a global economy which respects the lives and dignity of all workers, and the accord is a big step along that path." This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
One of the major sectors facing massive job change and loss due to automation is transportation, with new technologies being introduced such as driverless cars and parcel delivery by drones. A union working on labor's reactions to these sorts of changes is the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. The Teamsters Union is one of the largest in the world, with 1.3 million members in the United States and Canada. Cassandra Ogren is the Deputy Director of Research for the Teamsters.
The Teamsters represent workers throughout the supply chain, from port trucking to longer haul trucking, package delivery, waste collection. And, you know, we see automation and digitalization as a potential impact and threat across a lot of these sectors. I think the key issue is really how can we look forward to preserving the jobs we have, recognizing that the work that our members do is a lot more than driving. Our members interact with customers, provide important other services, are important line of defense in safety and security issues, and are really doing jobs that are really vital to the economy. And I think looking forward, what we really need to look into is both understanding, you know, the short and medium term impacts of technology on our members' jobs, how we can bargain over impacts as our contracts come up for renegotiation, and how we can consider also, you know, whether technology can make jobs better. In a lot of sectors of trucking, for example, we've got a lot of drivers misclassified as independent contractors or owner-operators being paid very little. You know, we really need to think through how we can improve jobs throughout the logistics sector to make the jobs more secure, less precarious, and safer for our members and for workers throughout those sectors.
A crisis for migrant workers in Qatar is increasing dramatically as the country faces sanctions from Saudi Arabia. About 90% of Qatar's 2.5 million population are migrant workers. Many of them are employed as construction workers building the infrastructure for the 2022 World Cup of Football. But there are also many others working as domestic workers. Saudi Arabia has closed all the air and sea links to Qatar. This is resulting in huge increases in food prices, as all of the country's food has to be flown in. Also affected by the sealing of the borders between the two countries is the supply of building materials for the World Game buildings. This could lead to widespread layoffs for the migrant workers. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.